It's the start of a long holiday weekend, and that likely means you and your family might be doing some binge watching in the coming days. So it's a perfect time for Jeffrey Brown to give us a sampling of the year's best TV, traditional and otherwise.
It's utterly impossible for anyone to keep up with all the offerings on television and streaming these days, but we have asked the impossible of two leading TV critics to give us a few of the year's best. Eric Deggans is with NPR, and Sonia Soraya is with Vanity Fair. Welcome back to both of you. So we asked you for your list. You both had Killing Eve, which is BBC America. Eric, you start. Why did you love that one?
So this is an espionage show that turns every convention about espionage thrillers on its head. Sandra Oh is amazing as this sort of desk-bound, low-level worker for British intelligence who somehow figures out how to track this amazing super assassin played by Jodie Comer. And somehow they have this mutual attraction that they're attracted to each other in a way. And they're a cat and mouse game kind of evolves where they're each trying to catch each other and trying to avoid each other. And I just think it's a wonderful subversion of all these espionage thriller tropes that we
use. Okay, we've got a short clip. Let's take a look.
I said it was probably a woman. Victor Kedrin was a misogynist and a sex trafficker. He may not have considered a passing woman a threat. She must have been able to get close. Thank you. Thank you, Eve.
Sonia, why did you love this one?
Just the fact that it's a woman tracking another woman, and then, of course, Jodie Comer, who plays the assassin, figures out that this woman is trying to catch her, and so she starts, like, stalking her back. And there's something really interesting there about the way that women compete with each other, which is a different sort of subtle kind of aggression. And I think the show is, like, very funny, actually, in how it presents these two women competing and sort of trying to one-up each other. It's a very fun and very unpredictable show in that way.
Okay, so out of the, let's say, millions, Eric, give us one or two other favorites.
So I loved Barry, which is a show on HBO by Bill Hader, used to be on Saturday Night Live. And he plays this guy who's sort of working as a low-level assassin. And he decides he wants to try being an actor when he follows a guy that he's supposed to kill into an acting class. And it's the darkest of dark comedies, but somehow Bill Hader makes it work. I also loved Homecoming, this wonderful show starring Julia Roberts on Amazon, where she plays this woman who's kind of a frazzled middle management person running a program that's corporate run but funded by the government that's supposed to be helping U.S. soldiers. But slowly she figures out there's a dark side to the program. It's a wonderful, fast-paced, short episode drama.
Okay, Sonia, what have you got for us?
So my favorite show of the year is The Good Place, which is now in its third season on NBC. It's a network sitcom where everyone's died, which is a really weird premise. But Kristen Bell is the lead, and the demon that that is imprisoning them in hell, more or less, called The Bad Place on the show, is played by Ted Danson, you know, TV comedy veteran. It's a really funny, really weird show about existential crises. All of the characters have to grapple with the fact that they weren't good when they were alive, and that's why they're in the bad place. Mm-hmm. But then they're trying to figure out loopholes to maybe escape it. It's a fun show. And then my other pick is this drama on FX called Pose, which is it's kind of a period piece. It's set in the 80s. It takes place in the queer ballroom scene in New York, which was where all of the drag queen culture that you see on, like, RuPaul's Drag Race, the verbal tics of that community all started in this scene that was all of these people who were marginalized out of their own communities and their own families and came together to find a way to create a community. Such an incredibly inclusive show, but also, like, really heartrending. It takes place at the height of the AIDS crisis. It's a really interesting show worth checking out.
Okay, so that's a good segue, because we asked both of you to pick a great performance that stood out for you. And Eric, you picked the actor MJ Rodriguez in Pose. Let's take a look first at a clip.
Do you know what the greatest pain a person can feel is? The greatest tragedy a life can experience? It is having a truth inside of you and you not being able to share it. It is having a great beauty and no one there to see it. This young boy has been discarded, and he is so young. He believes that it has something to do with who he is.
Eric, what'd you love here?
So when you watch Pose and you see this great story that Sonia described unfold, you have the sense that you're seeing a star born when you watch MJ do what she does so well, playing Blanca. She, of course, you could tell from the clip, does some amazing acting work, but we're at a point now where there's a lot of pressure and advocacy to have transgender characters played by transgender actresses and actors. And she's doing an amazing job proving the kind of authentic performance you get when you take care and you make sure to cast people who are transgender in transgender roles. She's just done an amazing job in this series.
All right, Sonia, you picked Amy Adams, well-known from films as well as television, in Sharp Objects, the drama. Let's take a look at a clip first.
Wind gap. What's it like?
It's at the bottom of Missouri. Boot Hill, spitting distance from Tennessee.
I know where it is. I asked what it's like.
Small. Population's held at 2,000 for years. Only real industry is hog butchering, so you got your old money and your trash.
Mm-hmm. Which one are you?
Trash. From old money.
Sonia, very different from what we've seen her do before, I think.
Oh, absolutely. It's like the dark side of Amy Adams, but Amy Adams does such a great job of showing you how vulnerable and how fragile this character is. And the story takes her back to her hometown where she has to confront a lot of hard truths about her family and about the place that she's come from. And so you really get to see, you know, Amy Adams takes you on this journey into like this character's like worst nightmares. And she's really just such an incredible performer. It's a real treat to watch her in Sharp Objects.
All right, so finish with that question we like to ask, that the show that was completely, and you think sadly, overlooked, the one you really want to tell us about to go back and look for. Eric?
I would say Sorry for Your Loss, which is a show that's on Facebook Watch. And it stars Elizabeth Olsen. You may remember her from the Avengers movies as the Scarlet Witch. But this is a very tender and emotional drama where she plays a young widow who's lost her husband and is struggling to cope. Janet McTeer plays her mother. Kelly Marie Tran is great as her adopted sister. And it's just a sense of what happens to a family when you have a tremendous loss and then you have someone who's struggling to cope, and how it can affect everyone in that family. And it's on Facebook Watch, which is a new platform that people may not be used to watching original shows on.
Yeah, just another new platform for us to get used to, huh? Sonia, what's your choice?
So mine is actually a film, but it was a film that was never released theatrically. It's called The Tale. Laura Dern stars in it, and she's playing actually the director of the film, who created a fictionalized story of the process that she went to when she realized that the relationship that she had when she was 13 years old was actually this terribly exploitative and abusive one, but then also shows you as an adult how she starts learning how to grapple with those memories and trying to understand what it means to be a survivor of sexual assault. And I think it delves into a lot of stuff that we talk about in the news right now in a very personal and heart-wrenching way. It's absolutely worth checking out.
All right. I don't know how you two do it, keep up with all of this, but thank you for helping us out. Sonia Soraya, Eric Deggans, thanks again.
Thank you.
Thank you.